So I learned an interesting thing from the great fiddle player Seamus Connolly, whom I've known since I was about 12 years old, and we did a bunch of gigs together when we both lived out east. We used to do festivals and various different projects together, and we were stuck for a waltz. So he said, "Here," he said, "let's do this." So this is for you guys. If you ever get stuck for an all-time waltz, this is what you do. Have it recorded now if you want to learn it. So Tobin's face, that wasn't my idea, I got it from Seamus Connolly. But it's a great idea, and you could probably do it with a bunch of other jigs too. So if you get stuck for a waltz, pick a jig that kind of like falls into that pattern, you know. So we're almost done, so let's do a couple of reels to finish. I'm kind of struggling here a little bit now at the end of the day, sitting in front of the computer recording all day. And then, the hard part about these kind of like last minute projects is you have to learn the bloody tunes and then record them as if you've been playing them for 40 years. So I spent all day learning O'Carolan tunes that I've never played before and then recorded them note for note with Patrick Mangan. It was a tough task, let me tell you, but we got it done. So, and don't forget
the Blackberry Blossoms.
What's that?
Blackberry Blossom.
We did a whole ton of stuff with Charles before you even got here.
Oh, well, that
We did. We actually went through most of that set list, all believe right. it or not. But listen, Charles, there's always next week, right?
Nice. You'll be coming back next week?
I'm going to do, I just signed up for 6 more weeks.
Excellent.
Okay?
Glad to hear it.
So come on by, and I'll with everybody suggested that, you know, I should go back and play some of the other tunes. I don't think I'm going to be able to muster up 6 more weeks of tunes that I haven't played in 40 years. So we'll do some of the old favorites. We'll go back around, and it'll be good for me too. But please, you know, continue to share this information with everybody. Not disinformation, this information. And if you wouldn't mind, even if you don't come, if you could please share the information about the Master Sessions. You know, this is for these guys that I was, and I've been talking to Dermot Byrne yesterday, and I say to these folks, you know, would you be interested in doing it? He says, what are we doing? He said, we're not doing anything. You know, these are people that are working all the time, musically speaking, you know? And he said, so we're not doing anything. And they're actually really happy that I asked them if they would do this series with me. So, you know, but it only goes so far. This is to help them. You know, they've been really hurt really big in Ireland, especially. But even over here, you know, so we have people over here that, you know, had lots of gigs canceled, like Kevin Crawford and Lunasa and Dervish. We've got the guys from Dervish coming up. Liam Kelly on the flute and Tom Morrow on the fiddle. They're coming up. So just keep your eye on the website, johnwhelanmusic.com. Lisa will send you the information anyway. And I don't mean to harp on it, but without your help, I can only do so much, you know, and Lisa can only do so much. So anyway, so why don't we do, let's finish off with a couple of the old favorites of mine anyway. We'll do the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid. Right, and then maybe we'll go into Christmas Eve, seeing that we're coming up to Christmas, right? And then I usually do after that the Feral O'Gara, and then come west along the road. So a nice long set to finish. We'll do them twice each, not too long. So.